Good evening, Plano Concert 2. This is Phil Alvarado, retired band director from Richardson. I'm going to make comments on your pre-UIL performance tonight. Thank you all for having us, and hope it goes well for you. A little louder. They're all low notes, so it's a to. More air. The lower the notes, you need to think about sending air further, faster. Crescendo. Good sound, trumpets. Just give it some more direction. A little lighter in the accompaniment. I'd like to hear more of the woodwinds at 17, since that's the new material. T, 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 T. Firmer fronts on the accents, guys. Good dynamic contrast. Softer trumpets and mezzo forte. Same thing here. Give us some shape as you descend. Crescendo. D, dot, dot, dot. Good. Here, let's blend to the flute at 33. So a little more accent, a little more detached. Yeah, let's have way more low brass, low reed, melody at 41. It was almost non-existent. Trumpets, make sure you're playing your accompaniment. Crisper. I would also detach the sideways accent. Oh, very nice. Yeah, I like that. A little firmer. Tongue at the front. Good. Trumpets. Again, some shape. 1, 2, 3. More accent. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Yeah, some more accent during all that. Nice tasteful percussion, good for you. I'd like to hear more woodwinds. This is very brass, percussion heavy. Yeah, see, when you get to those long notes, back off so we can hear the woodwind 8th notes and 16th notes. Yeah, I'm missing the 16th notes, last four bars. And the alto sax clarinet too. Bring those out a lot more, even though it's a subito mezzo piano, okay? Yeah, so in general, I think the band makes a really good sound. Just having difficulty hearing the clarity in the wood or in the woodwinds, okay? We're not getting a total balance between woodwind and brass, okay? I thought percussion did a really good job. Most of the time of staying underneath the band or right up with the band sound, okay? Some nice things. I like the 57, great contrast there. Just keep working on firmer fronts, okay? T, 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 T when you accent. Okay, cool piece. Say toe, toe, real tall in your mouth. Play all the way to one, clarinet. Touch one with your stem. And balance to the flute, everyone. So I think everyone can use more air. Okay, I say this all the time. The tempo is slow, but everything else should be fast. Fast air, fast tongue, fast fingers. Bring out moving eighth notes. Same thing here. Faster air, so we're not locking in pitch there on those open fifths, open octaves. Listen for those open fifths and octaves. Should be perfectly still. Let's have some more shape here. sweet home. Hold longer all the way to the rest. Let's make all this more seamless. Pull, pull, pull. Good flutes. Even lighter in the accompaniment. Pull, pull. Good. Descending half notes, crescendo. Ta 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 ti ta. Yeah, so let's tongue firmer on the eighth notes. Ti ya ta ta. Those are too smooth. Ti ta ti ta. Ta ta ti ya ta ta ti ya ta ya ta ta ti ti. Balance the trumpet. Balance the flute. Trumpet. Even on the quarter notes, firmer fronts. And not locked in pitch here, clarinets and saxophones. Connect all that low brass. Marcato, it says. Mark accent. Let's have more of the descending line here. More of the 16th notes in the upper woodwinds. All the same. Put an accent on the quarter note here. T, 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 T. T, T, T. Keep those eighth notes short. T, ya, ta, ta, T, ya, ta, ta, ta. Good percussion. Let's have plenty of vibrato flutes. Sostenuto, sustained. Some shape to the phrase. T, 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 T. Yeah, we're not locked in pitch again here. Clarinets, saxophones. Yeah, good job, horns. Second, third trumpet. Focus, more focused tone here, clarinet. Clarinet one, that is. Careful with pitch on the B natural trumpet. Ta ya ta ta. Ta ya ta 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 ta. Good timpani. There's that rhythm again. That syncopated rhythm. T, 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 T. Where's the balance here? Okay. See, right now, trumpets and horns are the loudest. I want to hear low winds and upper woodwinds the loudest. Yeah, see, trumpets are still super loud. Balance to the low winds here. T, 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 T. Let's tune all these octaves, woodwinds. Mostly sharp, right? When you go high, you need to think about lowering the pitch. Yeah, so keep working on more of a detached staccato bounce style, okay? Like for example at 99 in the low winds. With a T sound. Firm tongue, fast air. Air from the abdominals, okay? From all the way down the abdominals, okay? 99, the trumpet part. And then when you have a combination of tongue and slurred, it's still a T sound. T ya T ya T ya ta T ya T ya T ya ta ta ya ta ya ta ya ta ya T ya ta ta T ya ta ta T ta. So think about when you're coming off of a slur, that the next note has to be tongued firmly. Okay, I think we get caught up in the slur, and then the next articulation is too smooth, too legato. Okay, so separate your slurs from your articulated, more bounced staccato style. Okay, and again, in general, just it was the whole thing for some reason was very trumpet heavy. Okay, not getting enough of the low winds or enough of the high woodwinds in your blend and balance. Good. go ahead and play a little bit louder, if that'll give you a better sound. I know it says piano, but it's a little fuzzy, right? So use a lot more air. So again, it's a slow tempo, right? Remember what we said about slow tempo? Everything else is fast. Air is fast, tongue is fast, fingers are fast. Keep moving, keep building, keep building, keep building. Crescendo, like it says. You want to hear more first trumpet here? Yeah, and in slow music, you want to touch all rest with your sound. Everybody crescendo, the same amount, the same rate. Let's have more crescendo from the bottom. Again, touch your rest with the sound. Watch, let's have all these entrances together. Good. I'd like to hear more of the mallets. I'm not hearing much mallet at all up here. Louder clarinet. Lighter, softer accompaniment. Softer, guys. From the fronts. Crescendo. From fronts. It's like more, much more low brass. So balance-wise here, I'm not getting enough low brass, enough upper woodwind. There's the low brass, good. More upper woodwinds though. Keep moving to there. So same thing as the last piece right here. Ti-ya-ta-ta-ta-ya-ta. Ti-ya-ta-ta-ta. It's the exact same articulation. Now, so I wouldn't balance to all those long notes. I want to hear more of the low, the euphonium, the upper woodwinds there. Play more connected here. Good trumpet. Tone here, low brass. Missing the 16th also the woodwinds. Okay, so we sort of ran out of gas at 99, okay? Look, it's marked fortissimo, 99 to the end, right? Let's have lots of woodwinds here. Take advantage of the dynamic and the accent at 99 woodwinds. Let's have lots of that, okay? Brass. 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 3, horn, 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 horn. 1 and 4, 1. Follow through with lots of air, okay? 3, 4. I feel like we just sort of pooped out there at the end, okay? Keep that air going, constant, fast, and steady from 99 to the end, okay? So again, in general, just some balance inconsistencies. I'm not always hearing all the parts, okay? This is very, in a lot of places, very thickly scored, and everything that's written is important, obviously. Otherwise, it wouldn't be on the page. So make sure that we can hear all elements at all times, okay? From the woodwinds to the low winds to the brass to the trumpets, percussion, etc. Okay. And then be careful of the articulation again. When you're mixing slurs and tongues, that it's all articulated quite clearly, okay? And then finally, at the beginning, again, I just want to remind you, when you have slow music, that everything else moves fast, especially the air, to give you a bigger sound, okay? If it's just piano, and you play piano, and you don't think it's your absolute best sound, then go ahead and play a little bit louder. I think it's okay to play a bit louder. I never believe in sacrificing tone for a dynamic, okay? So keep working on improving working on getting your absolute best sound in all ranges of your horn and at all dynamics, if that makes sense, okay? Thanks for putting this program together for us, guys, and for hosting us. I appreciate it, and good luck to you in the future. Thanks.